the throne of the third heaven of the nation's Millennium General Assembly. 1. I dreamed I had been dreaming, and sadness did descend. And when from the first dreaming I woke, I walked behind the window crossed with smoke and rain in Washington, D.C. The neighbors strangling newspapers or watching the TV. Down on the rug in undershirts like bankrupt criminals. The street where revelation made James Hampton miserable lay wet beyond the glass. And on it moved street corner men in a steam of crossed out clues and pompadours and voodoo and sweet Jesus made of ivory. But when I woke, the headlights shone out on Ellery. Two endless roads, four endless fields, and when I woke, the veils of rain fell down around a sign. Friday and Saturday jam with the mean monster man and two. Nobody in the Ellery, South Carolina stop and go. Nobody in the Sunoco or in all of Ellery, his birthplace, knows his name. But right outside runs Hampton Street, called probably for the owners of his family. God, are you there? For I have been long on these highways, and I've seen Miami, Treasure Coast, Space Coast. I have seen where the astronauts burned. I have looked where the fathers placed the pale orange churches in the sun. Have passed through Georgia in its green eternity of leaves unturned. But nothing like Ellery. 2. Sam and I drove up from Key West, Florida, visited James Hampton's birthplace in South Carolina, and saw the throne at the National Museum of American Art in Washington. It was in a big room. I couldn't take it all in. And I was a little frightened. I left and came back home to Massachusetts. I'm glad the throne exists. My days are better for it. And I feel something that makes me know my life is real. To think he died unknown and without a friend. But this feeling isn't sorrow. I was his friend. As I looked at and was looked at by the rushing together parts of this vision of someone who is probably insane, growing brighter and brighter like a forest after a rain. And if you look at the leaves of a forest, at its dirt and its heights, the stuttering mystic replication, the blithering symmetry, you'll go crazy too. If you stand in the world, you'll go out of your mind. But it's all right what happened to him. I can now that he doesn't have to accept it. I don't believe that Christ, when he claimed the last will be first, the lost life saved, when he implied that the deeply abysmal is deeply blessed. I just can't believe that Christ, when faced with poor, poor people, aspiring to become, at best, the wives and husbands of a lonely fear, would have spoken redundantly. Surely, he couldn't have referred to some other time or place, when in fact, such a time and place are unnecessary. We have a time and a place, here, now, abundantly. 3. He waits forever in front of diagrams on a blackboard in one of his photographs. Labels that make no sense attached to the radiant alien things he sketched, which aren't objects, but plans. Of his last dated vision, he stated, "This design is proof of the Virgin Mary descending into heaven." The street corner man, the shaken earthlings. It's easy to imagine his hands when looking at their hands of leather, loving on the necks of jugs, sweetly touching the dice and bad checks, and to see in everything a making just like his, an unhinged deity in an empty garage, dying alone in some small consolation. Photograph me, photograph me, photograph me in my suit of loneliness. My tie, which I have been saving for this occasion. My shoes of dust, my skin of pollen. Addressing the empty chair behind me, the throne of the third heaven of the nation's Millennium General Assembly. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. The trash of government buildings, faded red cloth, jelly glasses and light bulbs, metal cut from coffee cans, upholstery tacks, small nails, and simple sewing pins, light bulbs, cardboard, craft paper, desk blotters, gold and aluminum foils, neighborhood bums, the foil on their wine bottles. The revelation, and I command you not to fear.